Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom. To
everything.
Job 23 and 8th verse, Bible says, "Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand, where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth. As my foot has held his steps, his way have I kept, and my decline. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessity of food. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desires, even that he doeth." We talk about Job many times and the triumph of Job, and we say that his latter years were greater than his former. Amen. But we must recognize that there was a period of suffering, a period of discomfort, a period that Job had went through where he was wondering whether or not God saw him, whether or not God was on his side. Amen. We often quote this scripture as saying, "I looked on the left, and I didn't see him there, and I looked on the right, and he was not there at all, and I looked in the hills, and I couldn't find him, and in the depths of the seas, and couldn't find him. But there's one thing I know. He knows where I am, praise the Lord. God knows how much we can bear. He knows how much that we can take." When we find ourselves in a position where it seems that our obstacles are bigger than our God, we must recognize that even when we don't see him, he is still there, that he's leading us, that he's guiding us, that he's protecting us. Sometimes when we don't feel the presence of God, we think that we've been abandoned. We think that we've done something wrong. We think that we're out of his will. But God is trying to get us to move by faith. One thing about God, God is not like man. God doesn't like to be held in eye service, amen. If he's looking at you, amen, you're at your best. If he's watching you, if you can feel his presence, it seems that you're able to perform the duties that you have pledged yourself to. But God is not a God that is pleased by eye service. Amen. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So God allows you to go through turmoil and changes and opposition and live in a life where there is some struggle, because he wants to know, can I trust him with faith alone? Do we always have to see it in order to believe it? Job was a man, according to the Bible, that was pleasing unto God. The Bible says that even had his children raised in the admonition and the fear of God, but yet and still Job was tried. Yet and still the devil was looking for someone who he can bother, and God gave Job up, praise the Lord. God said, "Have you tried my servant Job?" And the devil said, "Well, you know, anybody can live holy when you're doing all these good things for them. When you're feeding them every day, well, they don't have to worry about raiment and clothes and shelter. But if you would allow that hedge to be removed from Job, I guarantee you that he'll curse you and turn the other way. But God had great confidence in Job, and he has great confidence in us. He said, I tell you what, do anything to him but spare his life, and he will not curse me. Don't you know that God is looking at you, and he's understanding that you're going through trials and tribulation, that you have things that are tight in your life, and it seems like you can't move to the left or to the right? But God is trusting that what he has instilled in you will be able to keep you until the day of his coming. I know so many times we look at our circumstances and we say, you know what, I can't take no more of this. One more thing happened, I'm giving this thing up. But the truth of the matter is the only reason that you're still standing, praise the Lord, is because God has taken a hold to your hand. You know, when we think about our circumstances that are not really different from the people in the world, the thing that is different is that we have a peace that didn't come from this world. We have a peace that surpasses understanding. In other words, I don't know why I'm at peace with this thing because this is taking other people out. Don't you know some people have taken their life with the circumstance and the situation that you're going through? People have murdered people over those circumstances. People have just turned and went off the deep end and lost their mind. And here you are dealing with the circumstances, working through the circumstances, and for some reason you still have peace. You still have joy. You're able to still give God praise. Don't you know that you have a great advantage because God is with you, that he's never left you, that he's never forsaken you, but he's with you always until the end of the world? So many times we find people that are looking for love and looking for companionship and looking for somebody that understands what they're going through. That a friend in need is a friend indeed. But the Bible says that this particular man, this friend that stands closer than a brother, is one that will lay down his life for you, and he's touched us with all of the things that he's able to perceive in our life and to give us joy and hope and salvation that goes beyond this world. And here we want to say, I can't take no more. I'm throwing in the towel. I'm giving up. I've said my last prayer and I've sung my last song, but God wants you to have hope for tomorrow. That's the reason that he sent Jesus to die on the cross. That's the reason that he said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I don't fear evil. Why? Because God, I feel that you're with me. It's your rod or your staff. Sometimes it's his chastening, not his presence, but his chastening that lets you know that he loves you. Excuse me, because you're his son, amen, and he is your father. So God wants us to really recognize, excuse me, that he is with us, that he's never left us. I tell you what, sometimes when we go on trips, the Bible says that absence makes the heart grow fonder. And when you have loved ones behind because you went on a business trip or you find yourself kind of getting away and doing some things that you're not able to take everyone that you want, amen, as you begin to think about that person, as you begin to rehearse in your mind the activity that you did before and probably going to do once you see them again, there's a great anticipation of that reuniting, of that union, amen, that you're going to come together and fellowship and love on one another. But I tell you what, when we're in the presence of God and we feel the absence of God every once in a while, we need to recognize, I can't take this thing for granted. God is with me. Yes, he is with me, and I got to recognize that. I got to see that. David said it like this. He said, God, you can take this kingdom away from me. You can take all these crown jewels. You can take every woman that I have. You can take all these things. He said, but God, don't take your spirit because I felt that before. I felt the absence of your spirit, and it's a lonely, quiet place. It's a dark and dreary place. I don't want to be in a position where your spirit is not with me, Father. So, God, we need you today. We need you to help us. We know that you know what we're going through. Bible said that he knows our needs are far off. And he knows, listen, and look what it says here in Matthew, the 6th chapter. He says, and I know the needs that you have as the Gentiles. In other words, we have needs like they have needs. We need bills paid. We need to have a job that satisfies our needs, and we need clothes and women. We need. He said, I understand that. I know that. He said, but I'm your God, so what you need to do is seek me first. If you seek me, I guarantee I'm going to bless you. If you would trust me, I guarantee you'll get through this thing. But the problem is, amen, when we get to a point where we feel like we can take no more, we don't give it over to God. The Bible says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Amen. So if God cares for us, how come you're bearing all your circumstances? How come you're bearing all your situation? How come you're walking around with a heavy load on your shoulder when you believe and have testified to many that God supplies all of your need? Then why are you still in turmoil? Why are you still confused? Why are you still thinking about it day and night when you say that God is a mighty good God and he's worthy to be praised, and yet you're taking your burdens and you're walking around with them? Take them to the altar and leave them there. God understands what you're going through. But I tell you what, until you give it over to him, you're not going to be at peace with your dealings in the world. God has a place for you. He has a time appointed to you for your deliverance. All we got to do is trust him. The Bible says that in the fullness of time, these things will be revealed. When the fullness of time is, we don't quite know. But we know that he's able to keep us. Glory to God until that time comes. Well, you know, sometimes in our personal lives, we go through circumstances that nobody else can feel. And sometimes we even feel like, well, nobody, you ain't going through it like that. Yeah, you had that happen, but you're not going through it like I'm going through it. Sometimes we feel that way. We feel like that this thing that is on us, that has plagued us for so long, that has drug us down, that has been a burden, nobody else has went through it. And listen, that may even be true. That may even be true. But the Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that God cannot fix? I know I can't fix some things, even as a preacher or pastor. I know your best friend can't fix some people with all the money in the world can't fix it. But ask yourself the question, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything that he's not able to do? The Bible says that with all, I can do all things in Christ who give me strength. If these things are true, if you're making these declarations, if you're believing in your heart and your mind and your soul that God is who he is, then you know that he's a burden bearer, a heavy load carrier, praise the Lord. God is he's Jehovah Rapha and Jehovah Nisi and Jehovah Shalom, glory to God. He's our Prince of Peace. He's our bright and morning star. He's our buckler. He's our shield. He's our God, our protector. He's a warrior, a fortress, a refuge, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's the time of help in the time of trouble. Glory to God. He's the lily in the valley. Glory to God. He's the hope, and he's a bright and morning star. Yes, he is. These testimonies of who God is didn't come because God left them and forsook us. It's because we recognize that in our situations, in our most desperate hour, in the valley of the shadow of death, that he was there with us, glory to God. He was leading us and guiding us. No, we didn't feel his presence the way that we always do. And when we look to the left and the right, it didn't seem like that he was there. But when we look back over our life and see how far he has brought us, we know now that he kept us and brought us a mighty long way. It's because of him that we live. Because of him that we move and have our very being. If it was not for God, where would we be? If it wasn't for his grace. Bible says if it wasn't for his mercy, we'd be consumed. But he's rich in grace and in mercy. He's kept us in the center of his will. He's our God. He's our fortress. In the world we trust. The Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you land, and serve the Lord with gladness. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? Because the Lord is good. My God, today, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The reason that we're able to hold on, the reason that we're able to pick up the towel and use it as a banner of victory, the reason that we are able to stand in the midst of adversity is because God knows how much we can bear. Pastor Steve Denner, we have New Seasons Ministries. We love you. We appreciate you. We thank you for this opportunity. The writer is at P.O. Box 383-006, Duncanville, Texas, 5. 1-888-238. We love and appreciate you, and thank you for this time and opportunity. God bless you until we meet again.